Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
The family of Aoife Johnston, who died in the overcrowded emergency department of University Hospital Limerick, are calling on the new government to order a full statutory inquiry into her death. The 16-year-old schoolgirl from Shannon in County Clare waited over 12 hours to be seen by a doctor after she was sent to the hospital with suspected sepsis in December 2022 and died 2 days later in a case that's led to HSE and government apologies, a HICWA review into whether the Mid West region needs a second emergency department, and a report from the former Chief Justice Frank Clark, which found her death was almost certainly avoidable. The HSC has said disciplinary proceedings against six people at University Hospital Limerick over the circumstances of Aoife's death are ongoing, but 2 years and 2 months on from their tragic loss, the Johnston family say they still don't have answers or accountability, prompting their solicitor to write to the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and Minister for Health this week, reiterating their call for a public inquiry. I've been speaking to Aoife's parents, Carol and James, who's now being treated himself at University Hospital Limerick after a diagnosis of stage 4 cancer. I started by asking Carol how they've been getting by.
In a daze, so I think every day is the same. 2 years, 2 months today, and it does not feel like it's that long. It's hard to believe Aoife's still gone, to be honest, and we definitely haven't grieved for Aoife yet. Too many unanswered questions for us, as her family, definitely. And Aoife's a massive loss at home and with her friends and anyone who's known her. And Aoife deserves a lot more answers, definitely, and that's what we want as her parents.
James, you said it's all taken its toll these past 2 years and 2 months, and in the last few months as well, particularly for you, because you're sick.
Yeah, well, I was diagnosed with cancer back in July, kidney cancer. So, yeah, it's definitely taken its toll on all the family, not just me, but just hard. It was already hard that Aoife was gone, but now this be dealing on top of it as well is kind of just put the nail in the coffin, really. It's just heartbreaking, do you know? I'm trying my best. We just need things to be moved on quicker. Like, we need answers for Aoife. Like, we really, really do. She's only a child and we don't know anything. Still don't know what happened to her. Not 100% sure at all what happened to her.
I'll come to that in a moment because you have very specific questions for the government now. But can I ask what you've been told about your own cancer now?
Well, it's not curable. Like, stage 4. You're going to try and manage it. So, yeah, that's basically it.
And it's spread outside of your kidneys to other organs?
Out of my kidneys, it's gone up. There's things on my lungs and to different places.
You're undergoing treatment right now, because I know I wasn't sure if I was going to meet you for this interview with Carol. How's that going? You're being treated at University Hospital Limerick.
Yeah, I've no other choice but to go to Limerick. But in saying that, like, the cancer unit in Limerick is unbelievable. They're really nice people, nice doctors, nice staff. They really do help you, like. I said it to one of them a couple of weeks ago. I wish that one of you were there that night. Aoife was sick inside there, that you would have picked up on it. It's heartbreaking, like, you know, and I can't thank the people enough in the cancer unit, because they have been really, really helpful through the whole thing. You know, looking out for me and Carol the whole time we go in there, just been really nice people. Like, I hate going into that hospital. I refuse to go down to that part of the hospital, because I seem to be in the hospital every 5 minutes now with this illness, but I just refuse to go to that part. I have to go way down the other side of the hospital.
Carol, that must be very difficult for you, going back in now with James for his cancer treatment, or for the girls, for your daughters, Kate and Megan. How are you all coping with this diagnosis?
I think it's just been a massive shock to us, because already losing a big loss, Aoife, and then to be dealt with this blow now for us is, as a family, it's really, really difficult. It's very hard to watch James sick, you know, become sick as he is, like. But we're trying our best to support him and help him as best as we can at home. And he is being looked after with his oncology team and in the cancer unit. He is. But at the same time, James wants answers for Aoife. Mm-hmm. He's her dad. Aoife was his baby girl, and sometimes he won't be able to go to meetings or represent Aoife, but he'll always make sure that we're doing it for him. So that's his focus as well, is treatment, but Aoife as well is top, and we want answers, and it sooner the better.
I hope your cancer treatment goes well, because I think the whole country was shocked by the death of Aoife, and has sent and continues to send their sympathy to you. But we'll wonder how much one family can take. I think it's making you more determined, though, that you've got to keep mm-hmm. pushing for these answers. James, you had the Clark report, though, this report that you had pushed for publication on. You wanted the answers out there. There was the inquest. We know that Aoife was failed at University Hospital Limerick. We know they've apologised. We know that her death was almost certainly avoidable. The former Chief Justice concluded. He pointed out to problems in managing sepsis, in prioritising cases, in putting patients even in the right part of the hospital. What more do you want to hear? Because you're asking the government now, you've written letters this week to the new Health Minister, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, calling for this statutory inquiry again.
Yeah, we still don't have answers, to be honest. There's so many answers, questions that we need to ask. What happened to Aoife that night? So much. We still don't know. Like, we're still just baffled, to be honest. We just don't know. We really don't know what happened to that child that night. So we need this inquiry. Really, really do. Mm-hmm. We definitely do need to push forward as quickly as possible as well. Because we have been promised, like, by different Taoiseachs and stuff like that, we've been told that they're going to try and do it for us as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. They agreed that we should be getting it. Mm-hmm. So I just don't like want false promises. Like, I really, really don't. See if it didn't deserve that, and we just need answers. Mm-hmm. Need answers.
You met with Simon Harris when he was Taoiseach and the former Health Minister. You've written to Micheál Martin now as Taoiseach, Simon Harris as Taoiseach, and Jennifer Carroll McNeill as the Health Minister. You're hoping that with a new government in place, they're going to give you some answer on this, Carol, because you believe from what Simon Harris said ahead of the election that there will be a statutory inquiry into Aoife's death, or do you?
Yes, he did say that. So we're holding Simon Harris and the government to that 100%. And we're not giving up on this. Aoife was 16 and we want answers. She deserves them. We as a family deserve them. And we just want them to push along with this now.
It was in the RTE primetime debate before the general election that hospital overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick and Aoife's case was raised, and Simon Harris said that he had met you as you mentioned, and that he supported you in your calls. There must be a full inquiry, as the Johnston family had called for. Mm-hmm. You're asking him to deliver on that, or is it a matter now for the Taoiseach or the new Health Ministry? You've written to all. Are you seeking meetings with them?
If they want meetings, we'll meet them. That's no problem. Anything that will push forward this inquiry, we will do. Either myself and James together, or whatever way it's, we will meet them if that's what needs to be. And also, how long it takes, it doesn't matter to us. If it was our daughter, so the government saying this could take a year or two, it doesn't matter to mm-hmm. us.
You've been warned, I suppose, statutory yeah. inquiries can go on for years, yeah. can get caught up in, yeah. you know, everybody getting legal representation, taking many years, costing a lot of money. And ultimately, I wonder what answers would it find yeah. for you regarding Aoife's almost certainly avoidable death, as Judge Clark said, because yeah. unfortunately, I suppose there are no answers that'll bring you comfort.
No, but we'd be able to get more. It would be able to open up the inquiry a bit more, I think, if it's public. And timing to us won't matter how long it takes. It's our child at the end of the day, and I'm sure any parent would feel the exact same. No year or 2 years is going to put us off.
On foot of the Clark report, we're told that there will be additional resources for University Hospital Limerick, that HICWA is examining whether the Midwest region needs a second emergency department across Clare, North Tipperary and Limerick, because it's accepted, it would seem, by all government parties at this stage that reconfiguration didn't work without the adequate resources being put in place in Limerick. But you have been told, James, that maybe by May of this year, HICWA will come back with a recommendation on whether another emergency department is needed. The HSE saying that six people at University Hospital Limerick are undergoing disciplinary proceedings. Could that provide answers without the statutory inquiry?
No, definitely not. Definitely still think we'd need an inquiry. Those people that were there that night, we don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm. We don't know who's
been investigated or whatever. We don't know any of them, who they are. But is it going to give us answers for what happened to Aoife? I'm not sure, like, really, really not. Just we need the public inquiry, you know, it has to be done, like.
Is that what it'll take to make services safer in the Midwest for others, do you think? Or is it just about answers for Aoife, as you said? Because as I mentioned, there'll never be enough answers for you regarding Aoife.
No, there definitely won't. No, as clear as day, like, they need to open more hospitals. They really, really do. It's too difficult in there, like. You know, it's just shocking what's going on there and still going on.
Well, you said there was no doubt another emergency department was needed. Do you have a view on that, where it should happen?
Well, I would think in Ennis would be the right, the place. Obvious kind of choice for the Clare side. Mm-hmm. But like for the outcome, as in the public inquiry, you'd like to think it would be free for, but it would be for everyone in the Midwest, for the safety of anyone attending that hospital, that, you know, that people will be held accountable if anything happens to your loved ones, that you don't just, a 16-year-old doesn't go into hospital and die and nothing happens. So we can't accept that, like, and I'm sure any other parent or family member would say the exact same thing. So it's for the benefit of the Midwest as well, I think, to show that, you know, if something happens to someone in hospital, that they deserve that investigation, they deserve that inquiry, they deserve it. Their life matters, definitely. Mm-hmm. And Aoife's life matters. We need to make sure that this happens.
You've got so much going on, so much to deal with, but James unconsciously said to me, I don't really want to talk about my health, this is all about Aoife. For the girls, it's still about Aoife. They're still going to her grave each day. You can't give up on this, you feel?
No, I can't give up on this, no matter what's going on with me. It doesn't make any difference. I need to be fighting for Aoife, no matter how sick I am, how sick I'm going to get. I just really need to fight for Aoife. We're all doing it. Myself, Carol, Megan and Kate, we're all fighting every day. We're thinking about Aoife, thinking about our next move. We need answers, like. We really, really do. Really, really do. Mm-hmm. And no matter, like I said, whatever's going on with me, I'll deal with it the best way I can and support my family.
As I mentioned, finally, you've written this week to Minister Carol McNeill, the new Health Minister, to Minister Harris, the Taoiseach, as well, and to Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach. What would you say to them if they hear you?
I'd love to meet them and to discuss and put in place this inquiry that Aoife deserves. Myself and James were with Aoife the night she passed, and what we've been left with as... we're scarred forever, and what Aoife went through as well, and Aoife deserves justice for that, and this is the next route.
Carol and James Johnston speaking to me in Shannon there. Drive Time reached out to senior government officials and departments there referenced by the Johnstons, and has heard back from the Department of Health this afternoon. The department says the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carol McNeill, extends her deepest condolences to the Johnston family on the tragic loss of their beloved daughter and sister Aoife. The Minister received a letter yesterday from Mr Damien Tansey, solicitor, on behalf of Aoife's family, including that they would be available to meet with the Minister. The Minister has replied to this letter and is happy to meet with the Johnston family at the earliest opportunity to hear their views. Separately, the HSC has said that Aoife's family remains central to its thoughts and considerations. The disciplinary process, referenced in terms of six people there at UHL, continues, and as part of the HSC's disciplinary procedures, investigators have begun their work. It is important, the statement says, having regard to the rights of everyone involved, that this process is allowed to continue in private. And the HSC continues to say that the recommendations of the Frank Clark report are being pursued and used to improve services in many hospitals at national level, at Limerick level, and at a national policy level as well. It's Drive Time at rte.ie if you want to get in touch.